Absolutely, unequivocally, yes.
I vote emphatically no.
A passionate split on House Bill 148 didn't stop the measure from receiving favorable expression in committee, where several lawmakers spoke about Roe v. Wade as if the landmark 1973 ruling establishing a woman's legal right to an abortion is already on the ropes.
Already we're seeing various states, which are the laboratories of democracy, enacting laws dealing with abortion in anticipation of the repeal of Roe v. Wade.
That sponsor, Republican Representative Joe Fisher, who argued the bill sends a message that Kentucky values life. HB 148 would make performing or otherwise intentionally causing an abortion a Class D felony, punishable by 1 to 5 years in prison.
It would only involve the person who performs the abortion. Women are not prosecutable under this bill.
It would, however, apply from the moment of fertilization to birth. Tamara Weider with Planned Parenthood says the bill represents a giant step back, and she worries it could lead to worsening health outcomes and even deaths if women seek unsafe abortions.
I think it's really interesting that Representative Fisher dictated that he wanted to go back to law from 1910. This is going to take Kentuckians back to a time when reproductive health care was practically non-existent.
HB 148 is part of a spate of anti-abortion bills under consideration this session, one of which would ban most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.